You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Congressman Mark Pocan appeared at a town hall in La Crosse yesterday. Pocan and 3rd Congressional District Representative Derek Van Orden were both invited to the event, which was put on by Opportunity Wisconsin. Senator Bernie Sanders also made an appearance by phone. During the event, Pocan said that he would consider returning to the 3rd District, which he does not represent, to provide in-person town halls. Van Orden is holding a virtual town hall, the latest in a series of them, tonight at 6 p.m. A 3rd Democratic candidate for Congress in western Wisconsin officially kicked off her campaign on Tuesday. Laura Benjamin, a small business owner from Eau Claire, held a kickoff town hall last night. Benjamin, who supports typically progressive policies in her social media and video blog posts, served on the Eau Claire City Council in 2019. She joins Rebecca Cook and Emily Berge in the Democratic primary next spring. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden hasn't formally announced that he is running for re-election. The Senate passed a bill yesterday that would expand Medicaid coverage for new moms. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The bill would give women who gave birth an entire year of coverage under Medicaid. Currently, they get it for 60 days. Moms get this year-long coverage in almost every state in the nation. The only exceptions are Arkansas and Wisconsin. And advocates say it saves lives. From 2019 to 2021, Wisconsin had a 30% increase in deaths among pregnant and postpartum women. Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe on the Senate floor.
63 moms died with pregnancy-related issues from 2020 to 2022. One-third of those deaths occurred more than 60 days postpartum. So 21 moms died because they didn't have access to the care that they needed.
Of the 63 women who died, 76% of them were on Medicaid at the time their babies were born. That's according to the DHS legislative director. This bill has broad bipartisan support in both the Senate and the Assembly. The Senate passed it almost unanimously yesterday, and they did the same thing in the last session. Speaker Robin Voss had previously said he doesn't support the measure because the state gives out too much free stuff. Here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
My position's been fairly clear from the very beginning. I've never supported an expansion of welfare. I can't imagine that I would ever support one. But we have to talk about it as a caucus and see where everybody else is.
The expansion would cost $18.5 million. Wisconsin currently has a surplus of more than $4.5 billion.
The vote in the state Senate was 32-1 in favor. A new report says Wisconsin's exports are facing uncertainty in the face of tariffs and a decade's worth of declining trade. Tyler Barnes with the Wisconsin Policy Forum said that the decline and uncertainty can be attributed to a number of factors, with tariffs playing a part.
Over the long term, we don't really know what exactly it's going to look like. I'm hesitant to make a guesstimate, but I do think there are impacts related to this uncertainty around where we're going to source goods, where we're going to sell goods, and what trade is going to look like.
Tariffs could make Wisconsin goods more expensive, which could cause buyers to look elsewhere. This Friday, school administrators around the state will vote on 5 amendments for high school sports at the WIAA's annual meeting in Stevens Point. One measure would allow name, image, and likeness deals for student athletes. Another would expand summer coaching contact days from the current limit of 5. And one measure would require any spectator ejected from a contest to have to take an online sportsmanship course and serve a 1-game suspension before being allowed back at games. The meeting is Friday at 9 a.m. The Board of Public Works took action on a town of Campbell well that hasn't been used in 4 years. The well, which hadn't been used since 2021 due to PFAS contamination, was the last in the township to be closed. It's also the closest well to the municipal sewer line. The Board of Public Works approved $50,000 to clear out equipment from the well, and the building will be repurposed into a wastewater lift station. A new well for the town of Campbell is expected to be in service 2 years from now. Over at City Hall, there's only a handful of committee meetings this week. On Wednesday, the Economic and Community Development Commission will consider 4 applications for community enhancement grants. Wednesday is also the next meeting for the City Administrator Work Group, which is in the process of creating a new position inside of city government. Later this week, the Redevelopment Authority and Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will meet. This week is Work Zone Awareness Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DOT website. The DNR is hosting Deer Management Council meetings through next week. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
The meetings will take place across the state through May 1st, offering residents the chance to share feedback on local deer management practices and make recommendations for the 2025 season. The public feedback gathered at the meetings will be used at the Natural Resources Board review in June. A list of meetings is available on the DNR website.
La Crosse and Monroe County had their meetings last night. Tonight, Trempealeau and Buffalo counties will host a joint meeting at the Arcadia Town Hall. Vernon counties is next week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a line item veto in the 2023 biennial budget did not violate the state constitution. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 24-25. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The court's dissenting opinion called the majority ruling, quote, a blow to the Constitution. Each of the next 3 days will have some chance of rain, and today there's even a chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Highs will be in the 60s for most of the Coulee region through the weekend before another round of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Highs early next week climb well above normal, with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s possible. Rain and thunderstorm chances also continue well into next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back. And it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series. There.
At Stock Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I identify with that film, in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope was referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring OutRun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. The critically acclaimed show Heartstopper, which ran for 3 seasons on Netflix, will wrap everything up with a feature film. The show follows the stories of Charlie, an openly gay student, and his schoolmate Nick, a rugby player. Joe Locke and Kit Connor, who starred in the TV show, will both appear in the film, which will also be under the Netflix banner, and will pick up where season 3 left off. If you're looking for something that is a bit mindless, but a good shoot-'em-up with a feel-good ending, check out A Working Man. The film stars Jason Statham as a mild-mannered construction worker, single father, and former Special Forces soldier charged with finding his boss's kidnapped daughter. The movie is a bit stereotypical, but seems to throw out one challenge after another as Statham's character works his way through the hierarchy of a criminal enterprise. A Working Man received about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, which seems about right, but it's a fun watch. The film is now available to rent on various streaming platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thundershowers likely today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today, upper 60s to low 70s with a light south breeze. Tonight, we're going to drop to around 50. Tomorrow, our high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.